From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week for talks with Russian officials on the way forward in ending the Syrian conflict and Russia's partial military pullout. Speaking in Washington, Mr. Kerry said this may be the best opportunity in years to end the war.
With the cessation of hostilities largely holding, Russia's announcement yesterday that it will remove half of its forces immediately and more perhaps from Syria, and with the political negotiations reconvening this week in Geneva, we have reached a very important phase in this process.
He said he would talk about how the political process can move forward, but the top U.S. diplomat warned lasting peace will be impossible without a genuine political transition away from President Bashar al-Assad. News of Mr. Kerry's Moscow trip came as Syrian peace talks continued for a second day Tuesday in Geneva, and the first Russian military personnel returned home from Syria to cheering crowds. France Tuesday vowed to step up its anti-terrorist cooperation in Africa in the wake of Sunday's Al-Qaeda attack on an Ivory Coast beach resort that killed 18, including four French citizens. The French Foreign Minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, and the Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, arrived in Abidjan, the Ivorian commercial capital. Mr. Casanova announced that France is strengthening its security cooperation with Ivory Coast, stationing elite forces in Mali to intervene in case of further attacks and to train and assist African security personnel. Meanwhile, the Al-Qaeda North African branch said the attack in Grand Bassam was in retaliation for a French offensive against Islamist militants in the Sahel region and called on all its forces to be withdrawn. This is VOA News.